Welcome back, everybody, to the Business of Money podcast. This is your host, Nia Patrick. I'm the CEO and founder of Women's Wealth Institute, where I teach financial intelligence to solopreneurs. When your business is your paycheck, you can't afford to guess. Today's episode is short and sweet. Forecasts, structure, and the illusion of control. Now, forecasts are useful, but they are not guarantees. A forecast is a projection based on past performance and current assumptions, but it's not certainty. Too many business owners treat projections as outcomes. They build spending decisions around numbers that have not materialized, and that is risky. Now, if you don't know what any of this means, forecasting, projection, what is that? Oh, I'm a content creator. I don't know what that means. You want to sign up for my advisory session so I can help you with some of that terminology and where that is in your business. Because that's the most riskiest part, is you don't know what I'm talking about. So let's define this clearly. A forecast says, if everything continues as expected, this is likely. Structure says, regardless of what happens, we are stable. Structures matter more because market shifts, clients delay payments, expenses increase, unexpected costs appear, and forecasts do not prevent disruption. Structure absorbs it. If your spending decisions rely heavily on projected revenue, you are increasing exposure. And a disciplined operator waits for confirmation, meaning revenue has been received, cash has been allocated, reserves have been maintained, then expansion occurs, not before. Control does not come from predicting perfectly. It comes from preparing realistically. That means we are maintaining cash reserves in 2026 and beyond. We operate below maximum revenue capacity. We avoid commitments that depend on ideal months, and we plan for fluctuation, not perfection. Financial intelligence is not about predicting the future accurately. It is about structuring your business so that uncertainty does not destabilize it. Forecasts support planning, structure supports survival. Never confuse the two. That's it. That's it for the Business of Podcast. This will probably be a short that I think I'll put on my YouTube video. I share this information with you because I believe it's important to know why they might be different. But more importantly, I'm still running a one-person business, and I also have to create content for the Business of Podcast content. So if you're ever wondering, as a little side note, well, how's she doing these podcasts? I had ChatGPT help me write out my podcast based on my business, my focus. I always focus on cash flow, budgeting. This is what financial intelligence is all about. I have a framework that I'm working within that probably won't be spoken about until next year because I'm developing the framework and writing a book about it. And I have all of these sitting in a Google document, a little bit behind the scenes, sitting in a Google document. Each episode I wanted to record so that I can batch record my podcast and get them on my website. And then take the link from my platform and then put that on the YouTube in my post section versus me creating a video that everyone technically has access to. Here, you have to go to the post to get to the link. That's how I control my YouTube platform, by the way, and every other platform on top of that. So that's a little bit behind the scenes of the Business of Money podcast. I'm your host, Nia, and I will check you on the next one. Bye.